best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
A tradition like no other.
It's too breathy. It's way too breathy.
A tradition like no other.
Still waiting.
Tiger Woods is back!
Okay, wow. All right. Goodness. Yes. Okay.
Tiger
Woods
is
okay.
Back!
Wow. Yes. Okay. That,
Tiger Woods is back!
Did you cry? Be honest.
I came close.
Did you really?
I'm not going to lie. That was the most incredible weekend of golf. I watched mostly Saturday, all of Sunday, because I told you I was down in Jefferson City. We stayed at the Capitol Plaza. So, I mean, I rolled over. I got up like 8 a.m. because I knew it was an early start. I was like, what? Golf on. We laid in bed until 11. It was checkout. And I was like, fiance, call to see if we can get a late checkout. This golf is too good. She's never watched golf before, and she was hooked.
Really?
Within like the first 15 minutes. She gave me a lot of bleep, a lot of crap, giving me a hard time about golf at 8 o'clock in the morning. But then she saw a couple of shots and saw the leaderboards changing, and she was hooked.
Oh, boy. All right.
So then she called and was like, can we get a late checkout? They said no.
Oh, no.
So it was a mad dash to throw everything in the suitcase, get in the Jeep, thank you, Callaway Chrysler, and get back home in time to watch Tiger become Tiger Woods again! Did you watch any of it?
No, I didn't watch any of it, no. I know. I don't get CBS. Like, the signals doesn't reach my house.
It was insane! You saw a poor man's soul be ripped from his body.
Wow, okay.
In Francisco, Italian last name I can't pronounce.
Fair, good.
While Tiger Woods came from behind and won on the 16th, he hit the shot where the pin placement was low. He landed his ball high and played the roll. And it was like slow motion, just watching that thing come within a foot of the pin.
Wow.
To tap in for birdie to go up two strokes with two holes left. It was like, it's yours, Tiger. Just keep it in the fairway. Just keep it straight, buddy. This is all you. Dude, he has not won in like 11 years.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's been a minute. Like what, 2008, 2009? Like, it's been a minute.
And to watch him be the greatest of all time, arguably the greatest golfer of all time.
Oh, yeah.
To him banging Waffle House waitresses and losing right, everything.
Yes.
To having his back surgically fused together, his spine fused together. And 2 years ago, him going, hey, man, I just want to pick up my kids. I'm done with golf. I can't do it anymore. I can't handle the pain. To then doing a whole new exercise regimen. To now winning the bleeping Masters and getting his fifth green jacket. I mean, I have goosebumps right now. And I'm not even a big golf snob. I just always loved Tiger Woods. I grew up with the man.
All right. No, that's fair. It's all fair.
I am sweating right now.
Yes, I can tell. You are sweating.
Tiger Woods is back!
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
A brick is just a domesticated rock.
I'm fat, but I identify more as skinny. So does that make me a trans slender?
No.
This is by far the greatest story I read all weekend long. I mean, forget Tiger Woods winning the Masters. Forget Game of Thrones Season 8, Episode 1 premiering. Forget NHL or Blues hockey playoff. This is the story everyone should be talking about. Let me start with just the headline. Woman does karate. Son gets nude. Dog steals cornbread from Walmart. That's got everything you want. A mom doing karate, a son getting naked, a dog stealing cornbread, and of course, it has to happen at Walmart.
Okay, all right. Pump the brakes. Break this down for us real quick.
Thank you. I've wanted to all weekend long. Now, it happened in Wisconsin. When did Wisconsin become the new Florida?
Okay, all right, come on.
So a woman brings her dog into Walmart without a leash.
Oh, good.
Just cruises right in the store with her dog.
Why not?
And what does a dog do without a leash inside a Walmart? It takes off.
Whatever it wants.
Exactly. Ditched the owner, started running up and down aisles. It just disappears. So while the dog was doing that, the woman apparently just starts tearing apart store displays and putting them in her shopping cart.
What?
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
Just ripping store displays down and throwing them in her car.
Yeah, like she's going to take them.
Wow.
I'm not here for the cornbread. I'm here for the display of the cornbread.
Got it. Okay.
So Walmart staff came up and asked her to leave. And surprisingly, she said, okay, I'm out of here. She left the store to perform karate moves in the parking lot.
Oh, sure. All right. Yeah. No, yeah. Okay.
Because anytime you get kicked out of Walmart, I know from personal experience, yeah, it makes the situation go much smoother if you practice karate
indeed
in the parking
lot.
Yeah,
well, you have to do your forms. Yeah.
So mom is in the parking lot now doing karate.
Okay.
The dog is still running loose inside the Walmart.
Fantastic.
And by the time they found the dog, the dog had a box of Jiffy cornbread muffin mix in its mouth and was heading out the door.
Dog knows his cornbread.
The dog found what it wanted and was like, all right, I'm going to go practice karate with mom outside.
Okay, good. Where's the son?
Meanwhile.
Here we go.
The son is just running amok inside the store. He allegedly took off all his clothes in the rear end of the Walmart, exposed himself to everyone around.
Wow.
And then fortunately for them, when the police arrived, he tried to cover himself up by putting on clothes right off the rack.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, when they're conveniently placed right there. Yeah. How old was the son, does it say?
25.
25. Oh, my God. So he's a man. He's a fully grown man.
You can see the mugshots on our Facebook page, Casey and Keith Morning Shag.
It's not even a kid.
So the thing is, he didn't try to purchase those clothes. He just tried to put them on. So that's another charge.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's shoplifting. Yeah. Just trying to cover up his D&Bs while the cops show up.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's not enough. Because when the police show up, he doesn't want to go to jail. So then he knocks somebody out of a scooter, grabs a scooter, and runs over an officer in a Walmart scooter.
He runs over an officer in one of the Walmart motorized electric
scooters.
When
I say run over, it was probably just a bump or a foot. It's not like he hit them and like jumped over the top of them.
I was about to say, like, those things, what, max out at 4 miles an hour?
So while this is happening, inside, you got the naked son on a scooter playing bumper cars with police officers' ankles.
Yes.
You got the dog running out of the store with the cornbread mix in its mouth. Mom has been put in the back of a cop car, has kicked out the window with her sweet karate moves.
Oh, right, yeah. You didn't restrain her feet? It's like deadly weapons.
And then they finally all end up in a Wisconsin jail.
What?
This is the greatest story ever told, and it's 100% true.
Are you going to be trying to find the rights to make this a children's book?
Oh, I just know what I'm planning for my next family reunion.
That's okay, no.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Doctors treating a woman found 4 tiny bees living under her eyelids. Now, if it was left untreated, that woman could have broken out in hives.
Good.
No rim shot?
Nope. David Hasselhoff said he's doing some heavy metal songs on his next album. Just in case you needed another reason not to buy David Hasselhoff's next album.
What? He's an amazing musician.
Is he?
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Is it in German?
And finally, a study finds women outlive men across the world. The study is called Thanks, Captain Obvious. Now hold my beer and watch this.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
Prepare to have your mind blown. What if I told you that physical reality is an illusion and we all live in a computer simulation?
All right, Morpheus.
Dun, 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 dun. That is what one MIT computer scientist believes. That it may sound like a far-fetched idea, something out of Hollywood. I liked your Matrix reference. But the simulation hypothesis today is discussed seriously in academia.
Wow.
Like, this is a legitimate conversation super smart people are having. There are published books and articles written about it. And it's pretty fascinating.
I mean, MIT.
Terrifying.
people at MIT talking about it.
Terrifying, but fascinating. Elon Musk came out a couple of years ago saying, I believe it. I think we're in a simulation.
Wow.
That the basic idea is that everything we see around us, including the Earth and the universe, is part of a very sophisticated simulation.
Orchestrated by who?
Well, that's the question. That's the discussion. Is it an alien life form that's doing all this? Is it a Matrix-esque robot takeover? Or could it be that our civilization actually is farther on than we know, and it's our ancestors that have created the simulation for the rest of us?
What?
Now, he believes it so much, this MIT scientist, when asked, he was quoted saying, I would say it's somewhere between 50 and 100%. I think it's more likely that we're in a simulation than not.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
How wild is that?
What evidence does he have to back up this claim?
Oh, man, it's a lot of science for 6 a.m. I probably should have waited till later in the morning to discuss it, but it's like 15 pages of small print science.
We should just, you know, boot Joe off at like 2 o'clock this afternoon, and so we can talk about it, you know, in a better time slot for our minds to be ready for it.
But I mean, what a crappy simulation, if you ask me. Like, who's the AI? Who's in charge of the programming? Because boy, have they bleeped this up.
Well, and like Elon Musk is very, very instrumental in like climate change, and so it's like, but if we're in a simulation, why does that matter? It wouldn't be real.
Does the simulation crash?
That's an interesting point.
That's
a question
to ask.
Is that what he's trying to do? Is he just trying to keep the simulation from crashing, and the climate change is what's happening to crash it?
And again, I've heard of this hypothesis before, where, you know, it can't be euphoric. It can't be a utopia situation, because we're all so cynical and jaded that we would see that this is not right. This is a simulation. We're on to you. My life is too perfect.
I think they actually talked about that in the Matrix movie.
And it's one of the theories too, because people bring that up. Then, well, why is my life so crappy? Why does this suck? Why do I hate my job? Why does my wife hate me? What if this is a simulation? Why does it suck? But it has to, or we would catch on to it. We wouldn't buy it. No one would believe it. And I don't know. I think it's fascinating, and it gives me goosebumps. And I just wish.
Are you starting to think that you're in a simulation?
Oh man, I don't know. You're very robotic at times.
Why, oh why, didn't you take the blue pill?
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
At this point, saying www before a website is like saying planet Earth after an address.
In the age of grocery delivery, DiGiorno may in fact be delivery.
Liars.
Man, the weather is acting like it wants to finally change into spring. It's flirting with it, and that means barbecues and day drinking. And new research explains why we drink so much during backyard cookouts, and it really has more to do with our brains and less to do with being social. Because I don't know about you, but I found myself going to a barbecue and being like, okay, I'm just going to hang out, have one or two beers, and then suddenly it's like 6 hours later and I can't get out of the lawn chair.
I mean, I've been there to where like I'm barbecuing in my backyard by myself, and I have to go and make a beer run.
Yeah, you just seem to drink more while you're barbecuing.
I associate like barbecuing with drinking, and it just sounds good. Like, it just sounds refreshing and awesome, and it's like, oh, I need to go get beer.
And most people just assume it's because you're being social or you enjoy the activity, but new research is suggesting that it has nothing to do with bonding over beers or enjoying what you're doing. It has to do with the food that you're cooking.
Oh.
Yeah.
The burgers and the grilled chicken.
Pretty interesting, because usually it's high in fat, fatty foods, that it starts getting our brain prepped to make bad decisions.
Ah, okay. All right. Good.
I mean, it's really interesting that scarfing down greasy foods has a way of kickstarting that part of our brain where debauchery dwells, and it sets us on a course for a day of drunken foolishness. That I would have never guessed it was the food that prepped the brain. I thought it would just be more of a social activity and seeing people and hanging out. But it does make sense. And we've read studies and talked about it here on the show, too, that food that's bad for you makes you crave or wants to make you drink more. And when you drink, it makes you crave the food that's not good for you.
I mean, and for me too, I mean, it's not even the social aspect of it. It's not even when I'm eating. It's before I even start grilling. I think to myself, I'm going to grill. I need to go get a beer.
Oh, the smell.
And I have stopped. I have like, well, I won't barbecue because I don't have beer right now and I don't want to go and get some. I have literally done that. Said no to barbecuing because I don't have beer. I don't have the proper tools. I don't have what I need.
So I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this information, because I'm suddenly not going to start grilling free-range kale at a barbecue.
That won't work.
And I'm certainly not going to stop drinking.
No. O'Doul's?
How dare you?
Yeah, you're right.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A new study shows men with beards carry more germs than dogs. This is why I don't have a dog.
Wait, what? But you have a beard. You have a weird beard. Like,
can't have those filthy animals.
That's it. Yeah, totally. Bed Bath & Beyond is closing 40 stores because of declining sales. Said men everywhere, oh no, but like, where are we going to get our towels and junk? That's awful. I'm so sorry, honey.
How will we spend our Sundays? And finally, a man sues his parents for $86,000 because they threw away his massive porn collection.
Oh my gosh.
Lifetime is making a movie based on his life named Charlie and the Golden Porno Pass.
Okay, no.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
This could possibly be the greatest announcement the show has ever made, with possibly the greatest drum roll.
Oh my gosh.
This show has ever heard.
Is it another like 50-second long drum roll?
I paid good money out of my own pocket for this drummer to come in here, show him some respect.
And you wasted your money. This is too much. It's too long of a drum roll.
You know, once you start drum rolling, you can't stop. It hurts really bad if you try.
That's not true. Oh my God. Now people have to wait. They have to wait way too long to hear it. You're building this up. It may not live up to people's expectation with this silly long drum roll.
Well, if you'd be quiet for a second and just let it finish.
No, it's my fault. Yeah, it's absolutely my fault.
We're building anticipation.
Is that it?
To an amazing announcement.
Oh my gosh, can we just say it?
Shh.
No, I don't.
The Morning Shag Birthday Bash is back! Kids love the drum roll and big announcements.
That wasn't the drum roll.
The KCMQ Morning Shag Birthday Bash, celebrating 7 years of the Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor. We got an amazing lineup. We got Guns N' Roses being performed by Guns Ain't Roses, AC/DC performed by JC/DC, and then Lynyrd Skynyrd performed by the Comancheros. Coming back, they are headlining this show. They were amazing last year. We brought them back, rocking the house.
We are excited to bring back the KCMQ Morning Shag Birthday Bash, powered by Graff and Sons. This year, it'll be on Friday, June 28th at the Blue Note.
When is it happening again?
Friday, June 28th at the Blue Note. Don't need the drum roll for it. It's not necessary.
The Blue Note requested the drum roll. That's how excited they are.
They did not. No. That did not happen.
I cannot wait for this event. It was so much fun last year. It's going to be so much fun this year. We're bringing back the Morning Shag Photoshop Art Gallery.
Yes, we are.
We're going to have a lot of fun and silly surprises.
Yes, we will.
We're going to have local celebrities there, like Trailer Park Batman and myself.
I feel like you're giving away too much now.
It's that drum roll, man.
Is
it
that
gets
it?
Me so worked
Is that
up.
It?
I want to just give out all the details.
All right. Well, the details that we can share with you are up now at KCMQ.com. We'll be rolling out more as
the Morning Shag Birthday Bash is back.
Yes, it is. Tickets will also be going on sale later today.
And I wasn't supposed to mention Trailer Park Batman? Do I have to uninvite him now?
No, don't.
Sorry, Trailer Park Batman. Trevor says you can't come out and play.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Get all the details about the biggest show coming to Columbia of all time. The 7th annual Morning Shag Birthday Bash. Get the deets at kcmq.com.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
You never really beat the computer in chess. It just lets you win.
Fit and fat both describe body types, and the middle letter shows the figure of that body. Think about it. The I and the A.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Some major companies are making a huge bet that the next big food craze is going to be... I should have had a drum roll. Breast milk! Breast milk for adults.
Really?
Yes. Well, they're estimating it could be a $1 billion business.
What?
That, here's the thought process. That breast milk contains something called, oh my God, am I going to pronounce this wrong? Human milk oleolin oxen-free, or HMO.
Yeah, oleolin oxen-free was definitely in there. Yeah.
We're just going to call it HMO. And it's great for babies because it helps fight infections and inflammation. It helps the brain develop. It gets good bacteria to the colon. And as adults, if you drink boob juice... It will help things like allergies, irritable bowel syndrome, even keeping our brains young. And I know from all my weightlifting competitions, I used to be a former bodybuilder.
That
a lot of bodybuilders actually pay nursing mothers for their extra breast milk because of how well it helps them gain mass and get their gains they're looking for and help their muscles heal. That's a big market. Like, if you're lactating, you can make some money on the side selling it to bodybuilders.
I mean, like, and I'm completely ignorant on this subject, so forgive me. But, like, I mean, at a certain point, we stop feeding breast milk to our kids. Is that because of healthy issues? Is that because of the stigma? Is that because, you know, at a certain point, the kid needs to become a bit more independent and get away from mom? Like...
I really couldn't tell you, but I know society has its own rules because there's always the occasional Dr. Oz or Dr. Phil when I leave work early and just go home to watch daytime television.
Fantastic.
That there's always that one story of the mother that's still breastfeeding like her 9-year-old,
right,
which everyone gasps at, and she has all this internet knowledge of how nutrition is, how it's helpful.
Right.
But everyone's like, come on, the kid's 9, almost going to be 10. We'll probably have to need to get off the teat. But I don't think it's bad for you. I mean, it's to the point where they think it's a $1 billion market where they're going to make synthetic. It's not going to come straight from the tap.
Oh, okay.
That this is going to be synthetic.
It's not fresh.
Breast milk, synthetic boob juice, if you will. I hope that's what they call it.
Boob juice?
Boob juice.
Yes.
I would try boob juice.
But this isn't boob to table. This is synthetic.
No, these are not free range boobs.
Right. This
no.
Is, this is GMO, HMO, boob juice.
Excuse me, sir. Are these boobs free range?
That's right. Yeah, that's it. They can't. Yeah.
Let us know if you drink the boob juice on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Our show has devolved so far.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
The return of Game of Thrones smashed ratings records by drawing 17.4 million viewers. Though, to be fair, the 17.4 million are all members of the cast.
That's not fair.
And Trevor.
Come on. Okay, thank you. I wish I was on that cast. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick celebrated his birthday yesterday. His party was a small, intimate gathering of all of the remaining Patriot fans.
Nice.
Thank you.
And finally, Charlie Sheen blames his erratic behavior on demonic possession. Likewise, Satan has blamed all his poor behavior on Charlie Sheen possession.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. I was the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
It took 7 years, but I finally have one. A catchphrase.
Really?
Yes. Well, I'm the number one talk show host in Colombia, and to stay number one, I gotta have a catchphrase.
Yes, according to Inside Colombia magazine, you are the number one talk show host in Colombia, even though you don't have a talk show.
The origin, let's get the origin story of this catchphrase. Yesterday, we were having the conversation about what's the most annoying thing a coworker has done at work, and we got this amazing phone call.
I had a coworker that used to come in and sniff my lunch. He would get his face within inches of my plate of food.
He would sniff your lunch?
Yes.
One of those dirty lunch sniffers.
What?
Yes. He would get so close to my food with his face, I would throw it away.
Which is an amazing story. Awful thing to do. Awful thing to do to someone. But an amazing story to hear.
Yeah, quick clarification there.
So the catchphrase, after hearing that, I caught myself all day yesterday just telling people to go sniff my lunch.
As like an insult or a comeback or something? Like just...
It can be used in any format.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Any form of conversation, yeah. You can sneak in a go sniff my lunch. Okay. Like, ask me anything or tell me anything, Trevor.
Well, I mean, like, so, hey, Shags, I noticed that you're taking up, like, 3 parking spots. Can you move your car?
Go sniff my lunch.
Wow, okay. How about, well, if it can be anything, it could be like, hey, Shags, what's today again?
Go sniff my lunch.
Wow, okay, yeah.
Go sniff my lunch. And like the way you say it,
yeah.
You can slow it down. You can speak, oh, go sniff my lunch. You can say it fast.
Yeah.
You can really draw it out for dramatic purposes.
Right.
Go sniff my lunch.
Wow, that was
an
action movie.
Oh, man, yeah, I just turned into Nick Cage right there.
Oh, no, that's okay.
That was a very Russell Cage move of me.
All right.
That I beg you today to go use my catchphrase, go sniff my lunch, because people don't know what to do with it. I was doing it to the fiance all night last night. Every response to anything she asked was go sniff my lunch, and it is the funniest thing you can ever say. People don't know what to do with it.
Because, I mean, it seems like it would be something dirtier or something more inappropriate, but then when you really think about it, it's not, or something that it sounds like it would be more offensive. But really, when you think about it, it's not.
And just imagine that in like an argument or that someone's really upset with you and is like, bleep you, man. Oh, yeah. Go sniff my lunch. They wouldn't know what to do. Right, but, win.
Well, and also, it's still weird enough to like make people uncomfortable. Like, that's the...
They walk away going, what?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to sniff his lunch? What is that about?
Are you going to make t-shirts then?
I'm going to make a lot more than t-shirts.
Okay, all right, yeah. No.
So that is your goal today. I'm giving you homework.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's nice.
Go forth.
Yeah.
Spread the good word and tell someone, go sniff my lunch.
Fantastic.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Many say, don't do drugs, stay in school. But when you're sick, it's do drugs, don't go to school.
IKEA is just Legos for adults. Trevor, I'm not sure if you heard, but... You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. I'm the best around.
Oh, gosh. All right. Yes,
I'm the best.
I remember.
Number one, best talk show host. That's me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We also placed third for best radio team.
We did, yes, true.
And I also placed third for best radio personality.
Which both of those make
flying
sense.
Flying solo.
Both of those make sense, except the talk show one's the weird one because you are not the host of a talk show.
It just goes to show you how weak that category is.
Okay, wow, all right, that's... We work with people in that category. That's
not
fair.
And I dominated them.
Okay, all right.
Dominated them.
I think that's actually credit to our listeners, like our army that went out and voted in Inside Columbia Magazine to get you this award. That shows a credit to them, and we tip our hat to you. Thank you.
And the reason I bring this up is not to pat myself on the back.
Oh, yeah,
because I am not that person at all.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
the reason I bring it up is because you're invited to celebrate me being number one.
No, come on.
The Best of Columbia party is open to the public, so you can come hang out with the number one best talk show host in Mid-Missouri, possibly the state, maybe the nation.
You understand that you are not the sole reason for this party, right? Like, it's everyone who won Best of Columbia within Cy Columbia Magazine.
Well, that's what they're telling people that took third place, like yourself.
Come on.
We all know that this is for me.
It's not.
And you're invited. I'm inviting you personally.
It's okay.
To the Parkade Center. Thursday, May 9th, we're going to enjoy music from the Burney Sisters. We're going to hang out. We're going to enjoy food and drink samples from a bunch of award-winning people like
other
myself.
Other best ofs. Other people who won Best of Columbia.
They didn't win Best Talk Show Host.
Well, no, they didn't, but...
I got that belt for a full year.
We get it. Wow. You can get tickets now. Okay. KCMQ.com. We will also be bringing back in Blackjack for your chance to win some concert tickets.
Well, good for you. I'm just gonna be walking around with the number one belt
with this music playing all around you.
Yep, that's gonna be my first request for the Burney Sisters.
All right. I don't think they know this song.
All right. Please learn it, ladies. Please learn it.
Best of Columbia Party 2019. You can get all the details and buy your tickets now at kcmq.com.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Three South American men were convicted in San Diego of trafficking $28 million worth of cocaine in a small John boat. Now that's the kind of John boat I'm looking
okay,
for.
Okay, no, no. No, no. Carl's Jr., A. Carl's Jr. in Denver will be selling a cannabis-infused burger on 420. Does Carl's Jr. really need to have a gimmick to lure people in on 420?
And finally, Denver may be the first U.S. city to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms. Cops will soon pull people over and ask, "Sir, how many god butterflies did you swim tonight?"
What? Oh my God.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
I have never been so disappointed, so upset, so heartbroken than I am this morning.
What happened?
Time Magazine released their top 100 most influential people.
Okay.
I'm not on the list.
Okay. Really? Really? You were expecting to be on the list?
What am I doing this for?
Okay, well, this, okay, come on, man.
What's my purpose in life? Why am I even here?
You think you are one of the top 100 most influential people in the world.
100? More like top 10?
Oh my gosh, no. That's not, no.
And they put them in categories. They don't even rank them. 2019, we can't have winners. We all got to share the trophy. Well, not we, because they didn't nominate me this year, these sons of bitches.
That's fine, Time.
You're on my hit list.
Really? Really?
I'm going to talk some mad trash about you now.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were friends. We've been building up to this moment. 2019 was supposed to be my year.
Because Time was off limits before? Like, you guys had a truce or something? Time doesn't even know you exist. Come on.
How dare you?
Okay, all right.
So let's look at some of these categories. I'm qualified for all of them.
No, you're not.
Leaders. Icons.
What do you lead?
Artists and pioneers. I could have won all those categories.
No. No.
Have I mentioned I'm number one talk show host in Columbia?
Yes. Best of Columbia gave you that award, and we very much appreciate that. The Best of Columbia party coming up.
Inside Columbia Magazine, much more legit magazine than Time.
Wow. Yeah. All right. There it is. Okay.
So let's look at some of the people who did make the list that apparently bumped me. I know. Yes. I must have been 101 then. I had to have been the 101th most influential person in the world. Amelia Clarke? Who's that?
Amelia Clarke.
Never even heard of him.
She's on Game of Thrones.
LeBron James? Who's that?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
Taylor Swift?
If you don't know who these people are, then you don't deserve to be on this list.
Never heard of that guy.
That's a girl. Taylor Swift's a girl.
Who names... Dwayne Johnson!
What? What? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, yes.
Never heard of him.
He's the biggest movie star right now.
Pope Francis? Who is this?
He's the Pope!
How did someone named Pope make the list?
It's his title. It's not his name. It's his title.
Who names their child Pope?
It's not... Okay. All right.
Come on, Francis. What's your real name? How am I not on Time Magazine's most influential? I broke character, damn it. Yeah.
See what happens? This is why you can't make the list.
That was too
you
funny.
Break character.
Pope, who names their kid Pope? That was too funny.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
The most impressive thing about going to the moon was coming back.
Preschool rules and bar rules are the same. You pee your pants, you're going home.
Top of the hour shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
People may not know this about me, but there was a time that I went by Shaman Shag.
No, there's no way that that's true.
That at one point in my life, I was an unlicensed holistic healer.
Oh, really? Aren't all holistic healers unlicensed?
We even had a shop, Shag's Holistic Heals with a Z.
Oh, yeah.
Get it? Heals?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
So the reason I bring this up is because here at the Morning Shag, I pride myself in bringing you the stories from around the world.
Mm.
To better help with your overall well-being and chi.
Good.
That this comes from across the pond, a UK man, a vegan, and yoga master.
Oh.
Claims snorting his own urine.
Okay, no.
Has improved.
Shut it down.
Life.
No, wait, I'm sorry. He snorting his own urine? Really?
I'm sorry, Trevor, but I cannot continue without my flute. Thank you. So he claims that he's been using a funnel to snort his own wee for 19 years now, and he's never had the sniffles. So it makes you better in bed, and you'll never get a cold. It's improved his sex life, he says.
There's no way that that makes you any more attractive. Like that is a unattractive thing.
Now here are some of his quotes. The urine is just like an overall boost. Mm. It will make you feel younger. It is not possible to get a cold when you constantly drink through the nose.
Oh, is that right? Really?
I'll take a cup with me. If I have to go to the bathroom, I'll take it with me.
Oh gosh.
Close the door. And drink through the nose.
Don't. Okay. All right.
You feel like Superman, he says.
Oh, really?
You're going to go into a phone booth and do something nobody knows. And it's a secret.
What is this, Clark Kent approved? Is that what he's trying to say?
He says you go to the toilet, you snort, you do a little snort ski of the wee-wee.
Oh, my God.
And you come out looking glowing and refreshed. He's actually even done it on the plane. He's been very proud of himself, saying that he's the first mile-high nose drinker of all time.
Well, that I believe. That I absolutely believe.
Apparently, it immediately calms and relaxes you. It facilitates digestion and improves appetite, and it helps you breathe through your nose better.
That would not help me in any of those aspects. I think I would be very uncomfortable. I would be disgusted. I would be choking back vomit. All those things. Yeah, pretty confident.
This just goes to show you how unhealthy you are.
Is
right
that
now.
It? Right? Is that okay.
That we brought it to the masses last year? Of drinking your urine can have some health benefits, allegedly.
Yeah, still don't believe that. Still don't believe that.
But that was so last year. We are in 2019 now, where we're doing snort skis. Of the wheeze.
All right, Shaman Shags. I think it's time to put your nose where your mouth is. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, are you going to now sniff and snort your own urine? Okay.
The good stuff.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.